On a dark Friday morning, as I'm running through a park, I see something come at me. Is that a cat? Is that a rabbit? I stop 10 feet away from it, and it stops and notices me, lifts up its tail. I almost just ran into a skunk. Greetings, friends. Welcome to another episode of Dad Bod to Rad Bod, where we are yet again looking a little bit more of a rad bod after almost 2 weeks on phase two, and I'm feeling fantastic. And that story about the skunk, that happened this morning. I gotta tell you, when I've gone for runs in the morning, normally I start around 6, today I started at 5:45, because I had a meeting at 7. It is sometimes a little difficult to get out of bed. It is a little chillier out here. Damn, September 1st already more windy, 10 degrees colder. Damn, everything is looking more like fall these days. But when you go for a run, and I've seen a coyote before. Today, I almost ran over a skunk, which would have been pretty nuts. Especially, I have a bunch of meetings this weekend if I actually got sprayed. It was just so exhilarating. Like, literally, the skunk and I were face to face, and we both stopped at the same time, 10 feet away from each other, because it's still pretty dark at 6 in the morning. And it looked at me, lifted its tail. I turned around and ran around that trail and kept going. But wasn't that is just a great, fun, exciting way to start the day. And, let alone all the wild rabbits I saw jumping around, because they thought they were the only ones there that morning. But nope, I caught up to them. Yeah, it's just a fantastic way to start the day. And this is kind of going to foreshadow the episode, because the episode is really how, after about, today's my 12th day on phase two, I'm really feeling completely different than I was a month ago, 2 weeks before I started the program, where I was just heavier, I was bloated from all the drinking and eating, and not feeling my best all the time. So what we're going to talk about today are three things that have really crept up in my mind, self-reflected on quite a bit over even just these 12 days. The first one is, of course, how I'm feeling. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm just better with everyone. But people around me, my thinking is better. I don't get angry at my kids. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about how, because I'm on a diet, it's actually fairly easy for me to organize the food I have for the day for me and my family. I'm cooking a lot, but the food is all out there. I have to cook every day. I have to prep the food. And therefore, there's no thinking with something that is very tedious, which is what's for dinner tonight. And finally, is challenging yourself in how much of a difference even 1 week of 75 hard works. You guys ready? Let's go. All right. So first thing is, it's been 12 days. Today's the 12th day. And as you know, this morning I went for a run at 5:45. And it really takes a little bit of special courage to wake up that early, put on your running stuff, and just go out there. What really made this upsetting this morning is I had a dream where my wife packed my lunch, and when the alarm went off at 5:15, I had to stop and think whether I actually ate that pastry or not. And I was like, no, that was in my dream. It took me like 15 minutes to like be for sure that I did not eat the pastry that happened in my dream and I failed the program. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it again for 30 days. I mean, to be honest, I'm thinking about just making a version of 75 hard just my lifestyle going forward because of how awesome I feel at this point. Let's get with some very, very basic numbers, okay? So this morning I stepped on a scale 222. So that means in 12 days, I'm down 8 pounds. I no longer have a stomach, right? So my stomach gets at least even to my chest or a little bit lower. I feel much more physically fit. I'm generally happy. What's crazy is that I have had situations even last month where it's just me and the kids. And, you know, I always have fun with the kids. Don't get me wrong. I'm a kid person. I play with other people's kids at parties and stuff like that. So I'm that person that will spend some time with your children and my children. And I love kids. Sometimes I want my own time, but you know what? You're still going to find me playing with a kid at some point. And there have been days, even a month ago, where I was in a situation and I ran out of patience. And I'm freaking out at the kids, yelling at them unnecessarily. You know, I'm not saying it's that bad, but what I'm saying is that I had this exact same thing like yesterday and the day before, where my wife is out and it's just me and the kids for the last few hours of the day. And I put them to sleep. You know, it's, you want to perfect that as much as you can. You want to stick to the routine so it's as smooth as possible. And we don't have issues. And the same things that came up that were causing me more stress, I'm just much smoother with dealing with it because I'm just generally happier. I can think more clearly, which is a very unique portion. Like, I've told you guys about how it's improved my life at the time at the first 75 hard. But what's also unique is that at that time, things were closed. I wasn't playing sports. Now things are more open and I'm playing sports. So now I'm more surrounded with my friends and people I know that I play sports with. Maybe we don't all hang out, but we know each other. We talk after the game. Everyone has a drink after the game. 2 weeks in a row, I've not had a drink after the game. But when I talk about thinking clearly, I'm not only better with my children, but I talk better with my clients. I associate better with the people on my team. I'm funnier. It seems like I'm saying stuff and people are laughing. They're generally like, oh, cool. Like, it feels like I'm fitting in a little bit better because my mind is just in a better place. And now I no longer feel the urge to drink. I always thought that it's like a 3 week thing, but I think close to two weeks will pretty much do it. In the first 12 days, I had three situations where people were around me drinking. Of course, two of them from hockey, one of them from a buddy coming over. We gave him some wine. And today I'm gonna go to my friend's house for a barbecue, and him and my wife will be drinking. His wife is pregnant, but you know, it's okay now. I no longer have the urge. I can just have a good time and be happy. And that's what I realized before. So that's fantastic. So to summarize, I just feel fantastic. I'm like a new version of myself. And it's kind of interesting with the no drinking. I don't know how much that is correlated with my attitude. Certainly it's correlated with how my stomach is not bloated anymore. And I'm generally, you know, not putting empty calories, so it's easier to lose weight. But there was an old episode of Seinfeld, I remember, where George Costanza, if you don't know Seinfeld, just bear with me. But George Costanza, the longer he went without having sex, he actually got smarter. So there was like an episode where he went like a month without having sex and he was like a borderline genius. Like, he can do like science experiments all of a sudden. Like, he was as good of a lab tech or, you know, some scientist. And then Elaine had the opposite problem where she had to have sex, and the longer she went, the stupider she got, or the less intelligent, I should say. So it makes me think of the fact that the longer I go without drinking, maybe I just become like another level of myself. And that's very fascinating. I wonder if I find that to be true, how I'm gonna manage my life going forward. Because if I can be like a huge difference in myself and I'm just as happy and I'm having fun and yet all aspects of my life are better, you're gonna have to think about seriously sacrificing something that you enjoy for the greater good, right? So anyways, that's on my mind. The second thing I want to talk about is cooking. Now that I'm on the diet, what I realize is, yes, there is sometimes it's a little bit annoying. Sometimes you got to put the meals together, a few different things. You need the broccoli, you need the sweet potato, you need the meat or the fish or whatever it is. But especially when you have kids, or even if you don't have kids, right? Let's be real, right? There's that old joke, like the couple is talking and no one knows what they want to have for dinner tonight. What's really cool that I've appreciated over the last few days is that I just look at my diet. It's a piece of paper I printed out. I got 7 pages, one for every day of the week. And it tells me exactly what I'm supposed to eat for breakfast, for snack, for lunch, another snack, for dinner, and then finally an evening snack. So it's got 6 portions in there. And all I have to do is every day in the morning, or even the night before, depending, you know, what's going on, is review what's happening the next day take out the meat from the freezer. You know, sometimes I just prep the food in the morning. I just put in a tray in the fridge and just put in the oven later when it's time to cook it. And there is no hassle and no second guessing and no, you know, awkward conversation of what you want to have for dinner, because you know you're going to have this for dinner today. It's going to be great, or it's going to be good enough, I guess you should say. Like, sometimes my wife eats my food and then she's like, yeah, this is medium. But it really is just about, you know, putting in the right ingredients to the food. If you put in a few different ingredients in the food, make it taste better, then you are, you know, like, for example, I did chicken with egg whites, mixed vegetables, and beans, like black beans, and you pour the egg whites in there. The first time I did it, the rest of the food tastes good, except for the chicken, it tasted pretty bland. So I added a lot more spices next time, and it tasted a lot better. So it's very simple. Your life becomes a lot easier because you don't have to worry about what you're making for food. All you have to do is just go to the grocery store once a week, make sure you got all the ingredients you need for the week, all the food you need, and therefore you don't need to worry about it, right? If you go out with someone to the store, you can look at, to the restaurant, you can look at what you're supposed to have that day. I remember I did this during the first 75 hard session I did, well, the only full 75 hard session I did, and I went with a buddy and I got like a steak sandwich with a salad because I had beef for dinner that day. So it's not that complicated. You know, today I'm going out for a barbecue and I just asked him, hey, what are you thinking about having? He's like, oh, can I make burgers? I said, sure, I can have beef. So I'll just have burgers. Maybe I'll have one with a bun, one without a bun, so it's not too much because I can't eat bread. And it's just about working with your diet, right? And just being honest with the people that you're hanging out with. So the fact that I'm making my food, I'm cooking a lot, but the fact that it's so simple and I already know what I'm going to have, it's written on there, saves me a lot of time and hassle from figuring out what I want to do, right? And in terms of feeding the kids, honestly, the kids are eating broccoli and green beans and like all the stuff, all the vegetables that's in my diet, they're all eating it. And sometimes, let's say I'm not going to give them egg whites for breakfast, and sometimes I just have regular eggs, you know, mix the diet, mixes it up. So I'll just make a little egg whites for myself. In a second pan, I'll make them eggs. We all sit down, have breakfast at the same time. With a little bit of practice, it's pretty easy to coordinate all that stuff. Even though I have two kids that are 4 and 1, I don't really have that much of a problem making the food, because you could make it pretty simple, right? You could just put it in the oven and so forth, right? All right, so the last thing I want to talk about is something that crossed my mind. Basically, I'm part of the local running group. It's just a Facebook group, and sometimes people, they all get together a few times a week. Those times generally don't work for me, especially recently because I play hockey on Wednesdays, and before I used to go run with them Wednesday evenings when there wasn't competitive sports allowed. However, I'm part of the group, and I remember reading how people are signing up for marathons and half marathons, which is totally normal, right? But what got me really thinking is like, all right, I'm gonna finish this phase two somewhere around just before the wedding I'm invited to on the 25th of September. So I think day before, 2 days before. And so what's next? And the reality is that part of my training is running. So today I ran, I'll try to run tomorrow. So like maybe like 3 times a week max is basically my goal. So I can easily run 10K at this point, like without too much difficulty. Me running 8 kilometers this morning for 45 minutes was not very hard. Even though this is the first time I ran this week. Other time, things I was running, weightlifting, whatever. However, what got me really thinking is instead of signing up for a marathon next year, why don't I just do like a half marathon like in October or November, which is already challenging because I can do 10K, but getting up to 21.1 is going to require a little bit of work, a little bit more training, but it's realistically doable. So the big picture is, how can I continue to challenge myself and continue to enjoy all the working out while not being under the circumstances and influence of this program when I'm not on it. So when I'm not on it, how am I going to keep myself accountable? And one of the ideas I've had is, why don't I challenge myself in small competitions? For example, the half marathon, for example, like a short triathlon event, because I know how to swim, I know how to bike, you know, all this stuff, right? So what this got me thinking is that my major plan was that next year in the spring, I'll try to train for a marathon and do a marathon in the spring, a full 42.2 kilometer marathon, or, you know, whatever it is in miles, 21 point whatever miles. So I think it's 26 miles, right? So that's cool. However, why don't I just start doing stuff now, right? So even, and whether these half marathons are virtual or not, maybe I can just ask some people in the group, some like-minded individuals, and to be like, you know, because some of these guys are like running 30 kilometers on a certain day of the week. That's just what they do. Like, they just, the running is their thing. And if I could just organize, let's say, like two to three people and be like, hey, do you guys want to do a half marathon with me for fun? You know, middle of October, like, give me a month and a half to train. And if they say yes, sure. And you know what? That's going to be my goal, is to finish that half marathon. What's the next goal? I want to do something cool. So it's a way to maybe keep myself engaged long term, while continuously having an excuse to always work out. Because that's where, when, you know, I'm telling you guys, everything is great right now, but that was also the case in May when I'd finished 75 hard, followed by phase one. I felt fantastic, but I stopped being on a diet. I had started drinking all the time. You know, it was summer weather. You know, you can't blame me. It happens to everyone. But you want to find a better way, because I want to continue to be this happy. Why wouldn't you want to be this happy? If I'm telling you this is the recipe to amazing happiness, you should try it. And I'm telling you, I'm living it. I'm having a good time, just living a very ordinary, you know, hanging out with kids, talking to people, going to work, you know, waking up early. Like, this, just things are just, in a nutshell, a very common life. I'm not doing anything super cool. It's just that I'm not taking for granted the simple things, and I'm learning to enjoy them a lot more and just to be generally more happy. So if I can maintain that by maybe adding some competitive elements to my life, or some goals or some challenges, that might be just what I'm looking for. Especially if I can do it with a few people, maybe make some friends down the road, that's gonna be even better. So we'll see where that goes. But I am starting to think about doing a half marathon, and then that will be the precursor to a marathon next year, or have more time to train. They normally say you need 16 weeks to train for that. I mean, with me running three times a week, you know, up to 10K, I think I can probably cut it down to like 12 weeks of training. But in all likelihood, you still need some time, right? Because it's not about just finishing it, but it's about finishing it safely, so not having injuries and that kind of stuff. And there are a few things you need to do, right? Foam roll, build up to gradual kilometers, and so forth, right? Okay, guys, so that's it for me today. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. But I'm telling you, even after 1 week of 75 hard, I already felt great. And now after 12 days, I feel fantastic. Join the club.